Guess what time it is?
It's Spritz O'Clock. Good afternoon, girlies, and welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast, where each week my bestie and I drink an Aperol Spritz while we discuss all things girl talk, navigating your 20s, and our best advice. My name's Amanda.
And I'm Reeves.
And this week we are giving you our rules for having the best summer ever. It's that time of year again. So whether you're having like a hot girl single summer or you're in a relationship, you're working, maybe you have the summer off, you're in school, I think this is applicable to anybody, and I'm really excited to talk about this topic because summer, if you make it, can be the best season of the year, hands down, no matter your age, no matter where you live. It's boiling hot here in Texas. Trust me, we really go through it, and we can still have a great summer. So I'm excited to talk about this.
Summer's my favorite season because number one, this sounds so vain. I feel like everyone looks better in the summer. So I feel like you can just like take on any situation with a tan. Be so confident.
Summer is like everyone's hottest time of year. Literally
the hottest season. So I love the summer. Something about it.
It's magical.
It is.
Anyways, before we dive into the episode, let's give our ins and outs for the week. Reeves, do you have an in?
I'm about to sound like a mom here. But making your doctor's appointments. So as we all know, I have talked about it a million times on here. I have the worst feet known to mankind, and I finally booked a doctor's appointment to go get my foot situation checked out. And I feel so relieved knowing that we have a plan in place to fix my feet. So maybe one day I'll be able to wear and link super cute kitten heels for y'all. But as of now, I'm a Hoka girl. So I'm getting fitted for my orthotics shoe inserts next week. And I'm just going to be really hot this summer. So anyways, make your doctor's appointments. I also made a dentist appointment for next week. So I feel like that took something off my plate.
Yeah, that's really important. Gyno, important one. Also like dermatologist. I know a lot of people are going to be tanning this summer. So you can get, just so you know, I mean like at least with my insurance, I'm pretty sure this is fairly common with the house insurance. You get an annual like mole and freckle check for skin cancer covered by insurance. I think that's like fairly common.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know. Look into that. Because I'm pretty sure a lot of insurance offer that, and it's so important. Like skin cancer is a serious thing, yeah. Obviously. And I just think it's really important to go into the season being aware of your moles.
I need to do that.
I do it because I'm like a freak. My mom had skin cancer. So I just like, me and my sister go every year now and get all of our moles checked and freckles and stuff.
I have to do that.
Because it's like a big fear of mine.
You inspired me.
No, it's important.
What's your out?
My out this week is jean shorts. I'm getting a lot of anxiety about the fact that it's jean shorts season now. And I think I'm going to make it my mission to really find like some alternatives. I have a pair of jean shorts that I love and wear all the time. They're the Seven for All Mankind shorts that are longer in the back. They're the white denim shorts that I show on my social media all the time. I mean, like, I've literally
those are cute.
Linked them in LTK so many times, talked about them. If y'all follow me on social media, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But I've got to find like an alternative that looks, that, you know, works for the same occasions as jean shorts do, that's more comfortable, because like those things are riding up your coochie. Like, I think they're so uncomfy and they make my thighs look bad and I just don't like them.
Wait, this is literally, I was going to talk about it in the episode today. But jean shorts, like I'm wearing linen pants right now. I think these are going to be my pant of the summer, or like linen shorts.
Yeah, linen shorts are, I love my linen shorts from Dish. D-I-S-H-H is how it's spelled. The Jesse linen short, I'm pretty sure is actually what it's called. I have them in black and white, and I love them. The one bone I have to pick with linen is it wrinkles so badly that I'm like, ugh. It's like, that's what I love about the denim short. I've like, we've got to solve this problem. Like, how have we not solved this as a society?
Yeah, just like a flowy short. Like, honestly, like the cook shorts that everyone used to wear, like just like a kind of flowy short.
I don't dislike those, but you have to wear a crop top with them, which I don't like because I don't really have as many crop tops anymore because they're so high-waisted. We need like a version of the cook short that's like not the ultra high-waisted style. Yeah.
No, I agree, because those were so comfortable. It felt like you weren't even wearing anything.
Yeah, those are really, really comfortable.
So, yeah, we'll be on the hunt and let you guys know.
It's an issue. Mm-hmm. What's your out this week?
Okay, my out this week, I went to Central Market and bought some tulips for the week because every time I go grocery shopping, I have to get flowers. So they make me happy. But anyways, I've decided that just regular grocery store flowers are out and Trader Joe's flowers are in. Like, they last so much longer. I bought these flowers on Tuesday. It's Saturday right now and they're dead. Dead.
That's awful. I have flowers that last for 2 weeks sometimes. Like, my hydrangeas from Trader Joe's will literally last 2 weeks. Those roses are almost 2 weeks old. I mean, they're on their last leg, but
they still look kind of good. My Trader Joe's flowers just lit so long. They're cheap too. Yeah, and they're putting something in them because those hoes last a long time. Long time. So, yeah. I feel like other grocery store flowers are out. I said it. If y'all don't have a Trader Joe's, I'm sorry.
That's truly unfortunate if you don't. I am sorry for you if you don't have Trader Joe's. Okay, my in this week is another fashion-related in. Y'all know me. I think I'm going to have a black and white summer. For clothing, I'm really into, like, the chic beach look, like, the chic summer look. Like, I know a lot of people are having, like, surfer girl summer, or, like, you know, they do the whole, like...
Wait, what is surfer girl summer? Like puka shell necklaces?
Yeah, and, like, you know, like, wavy hair that's, like, scrunched up, and... Like, maybe oversized, like, those triangle bikinis that are, like, that wetsuit material. What else? It's kind of more boho, I would say. Moda Operandi, if y'all know that website, did a big, like, ad maybe a month ago, and it just showed, like, surfer girl summer, you know, like, you know, the island aesthetic, if you will, like, maybe some, like, holes in your clothes and it's swimmies and whatever.
Like, crochet.
No, yeah, like, crochet stuff, like a lot of raffia. I'm not, like, opposed to raffia, but
I love raffia.
I do too. Anyways. My summer, like, I'm kind of feeling like this chic, like, country club summer. Like, this black and white Meredith Blake, our icon.
Our icon.
Maturing is realizing she wasn't the villain in The Parent Trap. Like, that girl literally did absolutely nothing wrong. Like, she was engaged to Nick Parker. And Hallie,
she's so hot.
Hallie and Annie, like, just absolutely...
I watched that movie last week.
Pulled the worst pranks on this woman. She deserved none of that.
She was
the fact
so
that she's
funny.
Supposed to be 26 and not two, and I'm like pushing me. 26, both of us, and we're like, can't say I feel like Meredith yet.
Like, I don't
she's
look like that.
36. I'm sorry.
Like, I heard this rumor that her mom in the movie, who goes, "You can call me Aunt Vicky," is like the original Meredith Blake in the original Parent Trap. I'm not sure if that's true, but
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm feeling like a neutral summer, a neutral diet of black and whites, and, you know, keeping it elevated and chic, like, even for the pool. I love it.
Wait, I feel like you need to get the Staud, the little workout dress that they have, that it's called, like, the courtside dress or something.
I don't know it.
It's like a little tennis dress. I'm going to send it to you. I feel like you need it.
Yeah, tennis dresses. Yeah, like, tennis culture. Pickleball culture, country club culture, black and whites, visors, maybe even. I love, like, a terry cloth moment too.
Your little terry cloth pillow set is so cute.
Love Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren is so in for me right now.
Love.
For summer, I love it. Love, like, a Charlotte York summer. That's maybe what we need to call it.
Yeah, you should make a TikTok about that.
Okay. Like it's like a Hamptons more vibe than, like, you know, like, not like a Hawaii vibe. It's like a Hamptons vibe. It's an East Coast vibe, not a West Coast vibe. I really feel like that's what it is.
Did y'all catch the vibe?
Oh my God, I'm crazy. Anyways, let's jump into the episode. Reeves, do you want to go first? Give us your first rule for having the best summer ever.
Yes. So going off today, Amanda and I were supposed to go to a pool day earlier, but we dipped. So having pool days scheduled with your friends, like, on a Saturday or a Sunday, I feel like it's so fun. And I feel like a Jersey Mike's sub is a requirement for this. And, like, a good little, like, a poppy or, like, something fun in your Stanley, not just water.
A poppy in a Stanley is a vibe, I feel like.
Yes. And everyone wants to be tan this summer. Like, just going to the pool with your friends, I feel like, is such a fun thing you can do that's not expensive.
I want to piggyback off that putting like a water boy in your Stanley. Mm-hmm. I do have a code for Waterboy. It's Amanda for 20% off. If y'all aren't familiar with Waterboy, they're electrolytes. They taste super good. Strawberry lemonade is my favorite flavor, and they help you stay hydrated. If you are overheating this summer, if you're out by the pool, if you're tanning, if you're at the beach, the lake, whatever it may be, electrolytes are so important to replenish in your body to stay hydrated. So important. I'm very passionate about it. I drink them like probably 3 to 4 times a week, especially after I go to Core Power, which is a heated workout class. If you are taking heated workout classes in the summer in Texas,
it's no joke.
It's no joke. Like, you will be dehydrated so fast. You sweat out like all that water.
I want to try one after Core Power one day.
Yeah, it really saves me. They're pretty salty, but if you mix it in a Stanley, it's enough water, like the larger 40-ounce Stanley, to dilute it enough. And I think it's actually quite a pleasant flavor. So anyways, Amanda for 20% off. I think they're the most effective electrolytes. Not sponsored, by the way. I really do enjoy them. And they were nice enough to give me a code. So yeah, I just wanted to piggyback off that.
I'm gonna try those.
I guess, is it mine then? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Anyways, my first tip is I want you to pretend you're freshly 16 driving your first car. Remember that summer, like the first time you could drive?
That was the best summer. I can smell it right now.
I think it was summer 2015 for me, for you too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I could drive. And I remember like feeling so free, so hot, like so fun. Me and my friends would roll down all the windows. We had the best playlist. Mm-hmm.
I was never allowed to like ride with the windows down with my parents because my mom was like, oh, my hair. So I thought I was so cool when I turned 16 and could just like have all the windows down.
So I want you to channel that girl, whoever that was back in the day. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if this was literally last summer for you. Lean into it. If it's good weather outside, roll down the windows. Take a moment this upcoming weekend. Make a playlist for summer. Put those throwback songs that were on your playlist from that summer that you first turned 16 and can drive. Or just like whatever your favorite summer songs from years past were, like whatever holds good memories for you. Put that on a playlist for the summer. Play it in your car. Roll down the windows. Channel that vibe. Because I think you can recreate that for the rest of your life if you want to. You never age out of that if you don't want to.
I always go back and listen to my old playlist. That was one of mine. To make a fire summer playlist. So start now. I'm like, I always have been in my country music era. Like, I love country music. So
country music in the summer hits different.
Like Kenny Chesney with the windows rolled down. Obsessed. He literally is playing in Dallas today and I'm not there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I love him. But yeah, I agree, Amanda. So my next one is to pick out a few summer books, like specifically summer beach reads. So right now I'm reading an Ellen Hildebrand book called Five Star Weekend, and it is literally so good, but she's known for all of her Nantucket books. I guess she's from there or lives there. I'm not sure, but all of her books take place in Nantucket, and that's like my favorite place in the world. So I'm like, oh my God, I've gotten coffee there or like something whenever I read it. But I love her books. And then also like Emily Henry books. So I have a whole list going of beach reads for the summer starting now. So I'm on my first one.
Love. You're going to have to keep us updated throughout the podcast, like what your new books are.
Watch me like literally be done. But I just got back into my Kindle and I took it to Yaya Foot Spa and got a foot massage. That is a vibe.
Wait, I might go there today.
Wait, last night was Friday night. I went and got a foot massage and read my book and then came home, showered and went to bed and took Benadryl. It was the best night ever.
Oh my God, I'm doing that tonight. I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. You've influenced me. Mm-hmm. Okay, my next one is to take pictures. Because you will be so grateful when you are older, even next summer, to be able to look back on this summer. All the best summers that you can remember, I guarantee you, I bet that you have like some fire pictures, some fire memories for that summer. And I know when you get older and you're post-grad, it gets harder to take pictures. Nobody's in the mood. It's kind of a drag sometimes. But I'm not saying you have to post these. Like, these are literally just for your own memories if you want them to be. And you will be so happy. I think it's fun to go get disposable cameras.
Yeah.
Like, you can even use a digital camera, like an old digital camera. There's that camera on Amazon or on TikTok shop.
It's like
that,
$25 or something.
Some like, I don't know, like go on TikTok and just search like digital camera or whatever. I'm sure it will pop up like people promoting it on videos. Apparently people really like that one. But I think it is so fun to just like lean into the photos, the photography. You'll be so grateful for the memories. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to have some good summer pics. Everybody has tan.
Yeah, you're going to look good in them. I love going back and looking at old pictures. It's like my favorite thing to do when I'm bored. Okay, so my next tip is to fix up your Hinge profile or whatever app you're on and get some, take some fire pictures, like Amanda said, because it's single girl summer. Or if you're in a relationship, it's relationship girl summer. But I told all my friends, I was like, okay, this summer we're like fixing up our Hinge profiles and we're going to go on dates with people and we're going to arrange triple dates because I feel like that's so fun.
That is so fun.
I did that in like, what was that, January? And we went on a triple date and it was the most fun night ever. Not even because of the guys.
literally just because you were with your friends. Yeah. That's so real.
Just for the plot. So I feel like everyone should do that. We all need to be like going on dates, getting excited. Just like putting yourself out there this summer.
Totally.
Not just like rotting at home.
Well, that brings me to my next point. And this is for the single girls or the girls that are in a relationship. Literally anybody. But let's take care of our beauty prep and our appointments now so that we can have a hot girl summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about if you get filler, if you get Botox, if you get highlights, if you do laser hair removal, any touch-ups you need. Like, I always think about Botox the last 3 months-ish. So if you go get it in May, then like June and July and even like really August, like I feel like the third month it kind of does start to wear off, but yeah. Like June and July,
you're gonna look good,
you're gonna look fire, you know what I mean? Like, let's be strategic and make those appointments now. Set yourself up for success. You'll be so glad you did it. I also think it's a great time to like chop your hair.
Yeah,
like why not? Like new summer,
it's like
new
hot
you.
Yeah,
it's totally hot outside. Like short hair of the summer I think is so cute.
So cute. That's a good one, Amanda. That reminds me, I need to get a laser appointment before I like roast in the sun.
Yeah, because you can't do laser hair removal if you have a tan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's think about those things, girls and boys.
Mm-hmm. So call now and book. Okay, try to have at least one trip this summer to look forward to, because there's nothing worse than like working every single week and having nothing to look forward to this summer. So I'm going on like a girls trip next weekend for two of my friends' birthdays, but I'm also like going home one weekend. And then I was like, well, is going home really a vacation? So I need to plan like a trip for the summer. So that's, yeah. I'm speaking to myself here, but have something to look forward to.
This brings me to my next point, because y'all know what I say. My favorite little Taylor Swift line. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Strategy sets the scene for the tale.
I love that.
And look, like if the tale is summer, like the story that's about to happen, let's be strategic. I think realistically, if y'all want to have the vacation make it out of the group chat, like the girls trip to make it out of the group chat, you need to plan it. Like it's booking flights time. It's already May. Book the flights, book the hotel, the Airbnb, whatever it is, get the group together, because if you don't do it now, it's like probably not going to happen. And I know that we all love the idea of a spontaneous like road trip or whatever, but how many times does that actually like come to fruition? You know what I mean?
And like a tip for this, if you're the planner and you're going to be putting everything together, you have to give a deadline, like a firm deadline.
That's such a good tip. Be like, y'all, I need to know about this Airbnb if we're booking it by May 20th
and have your money in by
May 30th, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Because if you don't give people those deadlines, they really won't
commit.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
I think so too. What's your next one?
Okay, my next one is find one or two swimsuits that you're super comfortable in and honestly just like rotate, because they're swimsuits. Like I've had the same ones for so long, but like every year I like to get like one or two that are like super cute that I feel good in. And I feel like I have like one swimsuit that I wear whenever I know I'm going to be around boys, and then one just like good like tanning swimsuit.
I agree. I think like you really only need two. You need three. Here's the three you need possibly. Swimsuit you can wear around family / maybe your significant other's family, like no cheeky bottoms usually, whatever, if you're like us.
The Hunza G one piece is a good one.
The
for
Hunza
this.
G period. I'm obsessed with Hunza
they're
G.
They're my favorite.
They're worth the money. If you've debated getting a Hunza G swimsuit.
Just pull the trigger.
Just pull the trigger.
They last forever too.
I've had one of mine now for 3 summers in a row. And when we were going to go tanning earlier today, like that's 100% what I was going to mm-hmm. wear. Like I just reach for them. They're so comfortable. I just love them. Mm-hmm. Anyways, a tanning swimsuit that's not going to give you like weird AF tan lines and like obviously shows your stomach and everything and whatever. And then I also think a swimsuit that you would wear to like a darty around boys, like something that you feel hot in. Mm-hmm. Like you feel really confident.
Yeah.
3 swimsuits. That's all you need. Like don't buy a million swimsuits. I think it's such a waste of money. Actually, that's a hot take, but we don't live by the water. I would get it. Like really, if you went to the beach every weekend, like maybe having more. But I think swimsuits are not like something you need to like. I think you need like 3 really high quality ones and you can rewear.
Yeah. Mine, like whenever I was growing up, I would either be like swimming in the bay or swimming in a lake and they would just get like so grimy, especially being in a lake. They always get that kind of like brown color.
Wait, lake days are for Target swimsuits.
Yeah. Target has great swimsuits for like
Target
that.
Has great. Mm-hmm. I would actually, that's so true. Like when we would go to the lake for 4th of July or something, we used to go to like Horseshoe Bay, which is this lake in Texas on our way to camp. And it was like always 4th of July, like right before we get dropped at camp. And we would always go to Target on our way down there. We'd like stop at the Target, like right outside Horseshoe Bay. My mom would let us like get 4th of July swimsuits and just swimsuits for the week because we would trash them. I mean, mm-hmm. lake water is disgusting.
Yeah. No, it's like gross.
My last tip is to, if you tan, tan responsibly. I know this is such a buzzkill, but I talked about the skin cancer thing earlier. I'm a really passionate believer in sunscreen. Like SPF 50 for the face, neck, and your hands. Mm-hmm. I totally get laying out. I lay out myself and I will do like SPF like 15 or like 30 or even like we were going to go today and it's still May and cloudy outside. I probably would have laid out with no sunscreen on my body for a while, which I'm not saying is the best thing to do, obviously. But do not mess around with tanning your face and burning your face. It is not worth it. Whatever money you've spent skincare products on, you are ruining by getting a sun. Like you're ruining your skincare routine. Yep. The sun damage on your face, like the lasers, you will have to pay for later to correct it. I've seen it. It gives you wrinkles. It's not worth it. Use a self-tanning drop on your face. Use makeup on your face. Like there's just no reason to genuinely tan your face anymore. I'm such a believer in that.
I always lay out with a hat on. I got this cute little, like my friend got me a cute little visor for my birthday because I was going to Cabo. And that one's going to be like my summertime hat. But I also have like normal like baseball hats or whatever. But I also will get during the summer, I get my makeup like too dark for my face to match.
Yeah.
Because I do not tan my face at all.
No, I think it's like also, I think makeup, like it looks really bad on top of like a peeling sunburn or super dry, flaky skin, which is really just what happens when you tan. Like, at least mm-hmm. for me, I'm very fair. Like, I know there's people whose faces probably tan beautifully and look amazing in the summer, but it's still just not worth it, in my opinion. Like, I just feel like it ages you so much quicker. Like, you can tell, this sounds so bad what I'm about to say, but the girls who are like 30, 35, like that range is when I feel like it really starts to show mm-hmm. who really did like the tanning beds and laying out and all that stuff on their face when they were younger, because the sun damage and like it's always in like the crow's feet. That's always where I see it on people first. Like the girls that start to get those really deep crow's feet and they're like early 30s, I feel like it's sun. Mm-hmm. It's like the people that would roast in the sun. I don't know.
I'm just like such a freak about my face with the sun. Yeah. I don't know.
Like I'm all for tanning. Like I really am like laying out. I think it's like good to get the vitamin D, but like if you're doing it on the rest of your body, you don't need to do it on your face. Yeah. Anyways. Okay.
My last one is if you're working like a 9-to-5 job, I feel like it's just super important. Like Friday, whenever you get off work, especially during the summer, have something that you're looking forward to either that night or that weekend, because I don't know, you can really get the summertime blues that way, I feel like.
And it can be staying in if that's what you want to do, just like have a plan. Remember,
planning, like the Taylor Swift,
literally planning is so mm-hmm. important.
Yeah, but I don't know, I feel like we just don't want to slip into like a sad girl summer, so have something that you're looking forward to after work on Friday, whether it's literally just like staying in and ordering takeout with your dog or going out and blowing it out. So
yeah, I agree. I thought of one fashion one that I want to say quickly. But I was thinking about jean shorts, and it's like, what do you reach for in the summer that you're actually comfortable and feel cute in? I would recommend, if you don't already have this, investing in like maybe 2 to 3 sundresses for the summer, because when it does get to the dog days of summer, that's all I find myself wanting to throw on. Yeah. Like if I have to like go out to lunch, like do a work thing, whatever, go out to dinner.
I wear a dress every single time.
Oh, wear a dress because it's like jean shorts. It's just like awful. You can't wear jeans because they're too hot. And you don't do like linen shorts, but.
But sometimes they're like too short.
And I'm saying like, yeah, like neutral sundresses and like get them maxi or midi length if you can. I don't love a maxi or midi on me, but I still will invest in a few of them because I know there's situations where I'm like.
They're so cute.
We're going to Fort Worth with Max's parents and we're going to be with his grandma. And like, I don't need to have the super mini sundress on. I just don't. So.
And you don't have to worry about it if it's a maxi dress and it's windy. Like,
yes, exactly. I always think about that. But like, and just neutrals, like get a white one, maybe like a black one, a navy one, a brown one, like whatever. Yeah. I always find like in those pinch moments, like when I'm getting dressed in the summer, I'm like, thank God I bought this. Like, you know, because I'm like, I don't know what else I would put on right now besides this dress. It is so damn hot outside. Yeah.
I got the best maxi dress from Anthropology last year or 2 years ago. I've worn the hell out of that thing. I love it.
I love it. And, you know, like, I think the Hill House dresses are also really great
like
still.
Like the nap dresses.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely are a little bit overdone at this point for sure. But, like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know?
I think I might get one for the summer.
I know. I've been thinking about it. Reformation has some good ones, too. They're a little bit pricier. Solid and striped. I just want to quickly list off a few brands that I do love. Nicholas. I mean, like, if you really want to spend, like, $500 on a dress.
Those are always so pretty.
Alexis has, like, I mean, now we're Jonathan Simkai. I mean, they all have, like, really gorgeous ones.
H&M. I love getting a lot of dresses at H&M for the summer.
H&M does have maxis. They have good dresses.
And then
Target. Target. Y'all, Target's been so good recently. Go to my LTK. I literally just linked the cutest one from Target. If you just type in Target in the search bar of my LTK profile, it should pop up. But.
Trying to think of what else. Old Navy, obviously, like Zara. Mango.
Mango probably has some.
Old Navy. They've been popping off lately.
There was a brand that I'm like, I saw at Anthropology, and I can't remember what it's called now, that had a really cute gingham sundress. I love gingham in the summer. Black and white summer. I'm telling you guys.
She's calling it now.
Well, I think that about wraps us up. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to leave a comment down below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, you know, give us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, leave us a review wherever you listen. We really appreciate it. We read every single review. And yeah, if you enjoyed today's episode, you can also find me and Reeves on social media. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, or feedback, we love seeing your DMs. We love when you guys tag us in TikToks. We were dying laughing at all the Ray Dunn TikToks that y'all tagged us in. Like, oh my God, it was so funny.
I died.
And we also have a Spritz O'Clock podcast and Instagram. So we'll link those down below if y'all want to follow along. That's where we give like the majority of our updates and news regarding the podcast. And with that being said, ta-ta for now. I hope everyone has a fabulous week and we will see you here next Tuesday for a new episode. Bye.
Bye.